From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like
Yes, Rudy Vallee with Billy Burke, Xavier Cugatney's orchestra, and Frank Sinatra, brought to you by Dreen.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Villa Valley, Rudy Vallee speaking. Use Dreen shampoo. Be like Lana Turner. And when you come here to dance, you won't have to sit in the corner.
Hello, Rudy. My little man with the built-in commercial. This is your nightclub backer, Billy Burke. I have sad news to report, Rudy. Your friend Frank Sinatra was just bitten by a dog.
A dog? Was he mad?
Well, he didn't exactly enjoy it. It seems Frank was coming up the walk to visit you and was attacked by your Doberman Pinscher.
Sinatra attacked by my Doberman Pinscher?
Yes, and was I surprised? I thought he only pinched people named Doberman. Rudy, you'd better leave the nightclub and hurry down to the courthouse. Frank Sinatra is suing you because the dog took a chunk out of his leg.
Took a chunk out of Sinatra's leg? Mm-hmm. Gosh, how much is he suing me for?
10 red points.
Gee whiz, my word and possibly my goodness. 10 red points. Coogie, did you hear that? Sinatra is suing me for practically everything I've got.
Since when is the Bank of America 10 red points?
Coogie. Stick to your music. Get the vocal group ready and we'll do that song that says to the boys coming back, welcome. The welcome song.
Welcome, oh, welcome home.
We waited to welcome you home.
Welcome. Open the door up wide.
We're all so elated to be by your side.
Cross the mountain
and the valley. You find your way back to our abbey.
And delighted
to drink to your health once again.
Welcome. Promise you'll never roam.
We waited to welcome you
you'll never roam.
Welcome. Truman Bradley, you're adding nothing to the conversation. I just got through singing welcome.
I know, Rudy, but my welcome is for the girls who have discovered, to their delight and that of their favorite man, what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make. You see, it's this way.
Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, and soap in any form can't help leaving a dulling film on your hair.
But not Dreen. No, Dreen never leaves any dulling film. It brings out all the natural, shining beauty of your hair. In fact, Dreen reveals up to 33% more luster than soap or soap shampoos. And as for dandruff, every trace gone like that the very first time you use Dreen. Further, now that today's improved Dreen has a marvelous hair conditioning action, It leaves your hair far smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing. Yes?
No other shampoo leaves your hair so lustrous, easy to manage too.
That's the reason you'll insist on Dream Shampoo.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hear ye, this court is now in session. Everybody be quiet, the judge is about to enter. And you over there, be quiet.
My dear man with the policeman's attire, there is no doubt that you are a bull. And when I say bull, I mean despicable bull. If you don't refrain from those caustic remarks, I shall have you demoted by the police commissioner.
Oh, yeah? Do you know who I am? I'm the police commissioner.
Oh, really? Do you know who I am?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'm a little bit sorry that I let you talk me into defending me today. You know you're not a lawyer.
Oh, yes, Rudy, but I am well-versed on the subject. Why, I once defended a woman who was charged with becoming engaged to 20 men just to get their money.
And did the woman go free?
I'm here, am I not?
You, Miss Burke, become engaged to 20 men? Now, how could you do it?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm just charming. Shh, here comes the judge.
This court is now in session. The first case is Frank Sinatra versus Rudy Vallee. Is the plaintiff Frank Sinatra present?
Here I am, Your Honor.
Well, where is the defendant Rudy Vallee?
Here I am. You're using my head for the gavel.
Yes, quite. I forgot my glasses again. Mr. Sinatra, I understand Vallee's dog bit you while you were entering his garden.
That's correct, sir.
Aha. Exactly where did he bite you?
Between the hollyhocks and the gladiolus.
Look, won't you drop this charge? After all, we're both crooners, and all us crooners should hang together.
Yes, and the sooner the better.
Please, Your Honor, I move that Sinatra's case against me be thrown out of court because of insanity.
Wait a minute. I'm not insane.
No, but my lawyer is.
Oh, this whole case is ridiculous. I think I shall dismiss it.
I object.
Why do you object?
I don't know. This typing isn't very clear.
Look, Frankie, I'll give the dog away if you're afraid of him.
Me? Afraid? Ha! Why, I'm not afraid of anything that walks.
Oh, well, well. So you're not afraid of anything that walks. Then why were you afraid of that dog?
He was running.
Oh, look here, Mr. Sinatra.
Quiet, Miss Burke, quiet. You have raised enough rumpus. I'm fining you $500 for contempt of court.
$500? Ridiculous. I have more contempt for this court than that. Furthermore, for being so mean as to sue Mr. Vallee, I believe I shall tweak Sinatra's nose.
Miss Burke, if you tweak my nose, do you know what I'll do?
What?
I'll take your library card away.
Well, I shall do it regardless. There.
Ooh! Why, Miss Burke, for tweaking Sinatra's nose, I fine you $5.
Oh, well, it was worth it. There's a $10 bill. Give me change.
I don't have any change. You may tweak his nose once more. And now, before I open this case, Mr. Vallee, tell me, are you guilty of the charge or not guilty?
I object.
You object to my asking him whether he's guilty or not guilty?
Yes, that's a very personal question.
Well, then I'll ask one of the plaintiffs, Mr. Sinatra. It has been brought to my attention that you may have antagonized the dog. Tell me, are you innocent?
Well, not exactly. I read Esquire.
I will now start the trial of Frank Sinatra versus Rudy Vallee. The clerk will read off the names of the members of the jury. All right, proceed, clerk.
Okay. The jurors will raise their hands when I call their names. Sam Sinatra, Harry Sinatra, Joe Sinatra, Jack Sinatra, Henry Sinatra, Ben Sinatra, Ralph Sinatra, Tom Sinatra, and William Vallee.
William Vallee, aha. So you're trying to fix the jury, huh, Rudy?
I'm trying to fix the jury. Your Honor, I insist on a fair trial.
And you'll get it, Mr. Vallee. As sure as my name is Judge Herbert Sinatra. Very well. Call your first witness, Miss Burke.
Very well. Truman Bradley, take the stand. Mr. Bradley, you know all about this case. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I object.
And I object to her objections.
And I object to you objecting to her objections.
Quiet, please. Continue, Miss Burke.
Very well. Mr. Bradley, your testimony is very important in this case. Before I start with the questions, tell me, will you accept a bribe?
Gladly.
Truman, if you testify in my favor, I'll give you $10.
If you testify in my favor, old boy, I'll give you $20.
A $20 bribe has been offered the witness. Do I hear 30? Do I hear 30? Sinatra for $20.
Go on, Truman. Tell us what you know about the case.
The case has 12 bottles in it, each bottle full of green shampoo.
I have been rookie dude. I have been robbed. I want my $20 back. Where's my...
Frankie, my new girl uses green shampoo. You can call her and she'll tell you about it. Her phone number is Dawson 86432.
Dawson 84635.
It's 84632. I called her up last night.
I answered the phone. You may step down, Bradley. Next witness, Frank Sinatra, take the stand.
Yes, you must take the oath first, Mr. Sinatra. Raise your right hand. I said, raise your hand.
Help me.
Oh. Very well. There you are. Now, Mr. Sinatra, do you promise to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I doubt it.
Well, where in the world did all these musicians come from?
Oh, that's Xavier Cugat and his rumba band.
Well, what do they think this is, the Hollywood Bowl? Mr. Cugat, what's the idea of coming in here with all your musicians?
Oh, they never leave me. I never go any place without them.
You never go any place without them?
No. And believe me, it gets pretty crowded in that telephone booth.
Well, it's time for a recess anyway. Oh, Miss Burke, may I have this tango?
Oh, it's delightful.
Thank you. Thank you. You tango divinely. All right. Order, order. We shall now continue the trial of Frank Sinatra versus Rudy Vallee.
I shall ask my friend Cugat to question you from now on.
Senor Sinatra, what is your avocation?
What do you mean, avocation?
How do you live?
He takes vitamin tablets.
You have known me a long time, yes, no?
What kind of language is that? Yes. I met you the first time at a party. I was singing there, remember?
Singing? Were you entertaining?
Not very.
Just a second, Cookie. You can't make remarks like that about me. Why, I could lick you. I'd lick you or anybody with one hand.
Really? Then why don't you lick me?
We'll always stop that joke. You got more than one hand.
Well, what he was getting at, Frank, is that we should forget this silly lawsuit because, well, I can help you plug the songs you're publishing and maybe you could plug mine. You know, I'd rather you sang my new number than Crosby.
Crosby? Crosby. That name gives me a very peculiar ring in my ears.
You remember Bing Crosby, the horse trainer?
Oh, yes, of course. Tell me, what's the old boy doing now?
Well, haven't you heard? He's selling cheese.
Gave up singing, huh?
Yes, wouldn't stand our competition. Mm-hmm. How about it, Frankie? Would you like to try a new song?
Well, I'll run through it, Rudy. If it's any good, I might be able to use it on my radio program.
Really? Are you on the air sometimes?
Oh, this boy's flirting with the same fate that befell Flat Top. Of course I'm on the air. Every Wednesday, I sing weekly.
Yes.
Yes, very weekly.
Very.
Oh, so you have heard me on the air.
Oh, rather. You know, every time you broadcast, I sit close to my radio until the very last note of your song is finished and your program is over.
Really?
Yes. And then I turn the radio on.
Oh, I can't stand all this.
Sinatra, this is a new song. Do you think you can read it?
Slowly.
Alice Faye sings it in the new 20th Century Fox picture, Fallen Angel.
Well, how does she sing it?
Slowly.
Cougar, how will your band accompany me?
Slowly.
What's the title of the tune?
Slowly!
Well, don't hurry.
Then to my ear there came the sound of music playing all around, and in your eyes a wondrous light told me that this night was
hubba, hubba.
English translation. But however you say it or whistle it, girls, the fact is that your favorite Frankie thinks the most of you when you make the most of your natural charms. And lustrous, gleaming hair can be one of them. You see, most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap. And soap in any form leaves a dull, beauty-hiding film on your hair.
Not Dream. Dream shampoo never leaves any dulling film. Actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo.
True. And now that the modern Dream has a wonderful hair conditioning action, it leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. So at home or beauty shop, Dream gives you this unique combination of beauty benefits.
More luster, plus greater manageability, plus complete removal of dandruff.
Yes, that's why the Dream song goes like this.
No other shampoo leaves your hair so lustrous. Easy to manage, too.
That's the reason you insist on Dream shampoo.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Well, Frankie, now that you've sung Mr. Valley's song, do you still want to continue with the lawsuit?
Well, Your Honor, maybe I'd better call it off. After all, Rudy is my friend.
Of course, Frankie. You know, Rudy is a devoted fan of yours. Why, he even went to see your last picture.
Honest? What did he say about my last picture?
He said it should have been.
Did you say that, Rudy Valley?
Oh, look, Frankie,
Look who's talking about pictures. Why, I saw your last picture and you looked older than Jack Benny says he isn't.
Now, wait a minute. I may not be as young-looking as I used to be. After all, time has marched on.
Must have marched on your face.
Okay, Frankie, you had your little joke. So I'm not as young as you.
Now, Rudy, you know you told me that you thought Frankie's skin was starting to sag.
Please, Miss Burke.
Ah, so he said my skin was starting to sag, did he?
Oh, yes. Rudy said when you want to go away on a trip that all you had to do was close your eyes and your bags were packed.
Well, now that's a nice, charming, peachy little comment coming from a guy with a kisser like his.
What's wrong with my kisser?
What's wrong? I've seen better looking heads than a glass of beer.
Oh, let's not fight, Frankie. Well, I'm one of your greatest fans, seriously. Miss Burke, didn't I say that people would be tuning in on Sinatra when all the other singers were forgotten?
Yes. But not before.
That does it. Oh, Frank, I was only kidding. Let's forget the whole thing and talk about music. You publish songs and I publish songs.
Copycat.
Oh, for goodness sake. What do you look for in a song?
Rudy, I study the lyrics and the rhythm. What do you look for?
I'd like to recognize a tune. I want to savvy what the band is playing. I keep saying, must you bury the tune? I've got to know the answer soon. Is it a cat meowing in the attic? Is it static? Must you bury the tune? A well-known drummer plays the drums like thunder, but the melody is 6 feet under. There isn't anyone immune. They killed the Victor Herberts and the Gounods. Don't be a you-know. Must you bury the tune?
Why must you recognize the tune?
I like to hear a tune just as it's written.
Well, then I am quitting. Because I must bury the tune.
Frank, you mean I ought to kill the tune?
Not exactly. You shouldn't do it as a song. Reverse it.
Let's rehearse it.
It's an idea.
Let's both bury the tune.
When she hears chords by Carmen Cavallaro, Elsa Maxwell does the new bolero. I'd like to improvise the tune. It doesn't matter what the band is playing. I keep saying, must you stick to the tune?
When Freddie Martin plays the tune, he's rewritten.
Got a few of them, too.
Poor Tchaikovsky down below has kittens.
The public buys its music as it wants it.
Yes, yes, tell me more.
And it doesn't matter whose ghost haunts it. There isn't anyone immune.
They kill the Handels, Mozarts, and Puccinis. Don't be a meanie. Let's both publish our truth. It's time to sing a goodnight song again. Time to sing another so long again. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew. It won't be long until all the lights burn low again. So you see, it really is time to go again. When school opened earlier this month, the children of Canada began their 1945 war savings stamp drive. In the past 5 years, they've done a wonderful job. Saved more than $15 million and loaned it to Canada to help win the victory. So come on, you Canadian friends, encourage those children of yours to make this drive the biggest of them all. It's your obligation and privilege, just as it is ours here in the United States, to keep on buying and holding Uncle Sam's victory bonds. And that same Uncle Sam also urges all U.S. housewives not to forget the still vital need for saving used fats to help win the post-war battle of supply.
Rudy Valley will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday at this same time from Hollywood with Miss Billy Burke, who appeared through the courtesy of Raleigh Cigarettes, comedian Pinky Lee, and Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, who will play... Tonight's Dream Show was written by Artie Phillips, Selma Diamond, and Jack Robinson. Frank Sinatra appeared through the courtesy of Old Gold Cigarettes. This is Truman Bradley speaking, and remember...
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello.
Oh, does everything, does everything. Works your towels around, sips, does everything.
If you want your towels white, ring for does. If you want your overalls clean, buzz for does.
If you want to have your slips and pretty undies bright,
yell for does.
Oh, does everything, does everything. Works your styles around, slips, does everything.
National Broadcasting Company.